Mississippi has the most overweight children in the nation. Arkansas is second, and state legislators want to do something about that. They passed a law requiring all school children to be weighed and evaluated against national standards. From member station KUAF, Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Americans are sensitive about their weight. Books preaching the low-carb lifestyle, like the South Beach and Atkins diet, live on bestseller lists. Even fast food restaurant chains are tailoring their menus to attract weight-conscious eaters. No surprise, then, that Arkansas students are upset about being weighed and a report sent home to mom and dad.
I don't need people from, like, the government and stuff like that to mail me something and tell me I'm overweight when I know that already.
Ashley Finacci is a 15-year-old student at Fayetteville High.
I think it's just going to mess people up and make them focus more on their weight, in which people already do enough already.
Like Ashley, nearly one quarter of Arkansas's 450,000 school children are overweight. So this spring, students will be herded into school gymnasiums, weighed on standardized digital scales, and measured. To prevent kids from teasing each other, Molly Lloyd, director of nursing at Fayetteville Public Schools, says their weight will be kept secret.
At no time is the weight said out loud. The child stands on the scale backward, so even the child does not see what he or she weighs.
That information will be used to compute a body mass index. The BMI, as it's called, is just a way of telling whether someone's weight is appropriate to their gender, age, and height when compared to national standards. BMI health reports will be sent home, where lawmakers like Arkansas Senator David Bisbee, a lead sponsor of the initiative, want to raise parents' consciousness.
Hopefully parents will be aware of the detriment of their children being pudgy. You know, we like think, oh, isn't he cute? You know, he's pudgy. Well, it's not cute. We have an epidemic of adult onset diabetes amongst children. It's very unhealthy.
In addition to the BMI assessment, parents will receive educational materials on nutrition and physical activity. Some parents believe the BMI report card may be as effective as a school report card in changing behavior. Honey Caudill has an 8-year-old girl who is obese.
This test they're going to do at school that will help me in the long run to help her to understand that she needs to lose some weight and that she needs to be helped, you know, and not be afraid of what's going on with her.
But because Arkansas schools have been steadily cutting back on physical education and health classes, some wonder how effective this initiative will be. Fayetteville High School teacher Wisty Werbacher.
So they're going to have a report come home about their health by an institution that isn't taking regard for their health. So it's a real conflicting message, and with it comes no solution. It seems really wrong to me.
New silver digital scales have been delivered to schools across Arkansas. Now nurses have until the end of this semester to complete their first BMI assessment and send the results home. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville, Arkansas.